Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. We have... Your feed is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic gets prohibited at all times. You can break in at any time if there's any emergency traffic. Boomer Limits Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Skyler Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? N5AOW, Bob, you're really staticky. What's going on? I think you said you lost the power down there, so you're on your handheld, and you said you were out since 4 o'clock. Boy, I hope you got the wood stove going. You know, it's funny, we were just talking about batteries. What was that, last night? And you were talking about how you wanted to get your back up there, or something up to date, and, you know, I think you jinxed yourself there. Well, stay warm up there, and keep the fire burning, and hopefully I'll get the power back. It's been really windy. Drove up there, got my aunt's house, the tree fell across her driveway, gave her a hand up there, and the whole ride all the way up there at Potato Hill was covered with branches, so it was like a zigzagging all the way there and all the way back. It was definitely real windy, so, and the power crews were driving up and down the road with their, their flashlight there on the side of the truck. Up, checking out all the wires and everything there, so with their spotlight. So I am assuming a lot of people are out without power right now. So hang tight, and hopefully they'll get to you there quick. All right, are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations?
N2WBX portable.
N2WBX. You're out of power down there. What's going on tonight, Dennis?
No, we got nothing, Jeff. You got power in town?
Roger. Well, we have it here on my street. I know that everybody here, you see them up on Facebook, and a lot of people around the village are, it's hit or miss. I think it just depends on what branch hit what wire.
Roger, I've been listening to the scanner, and there have been widespread power outages all over the place because trees coming down, lines coming down. As you say, it's probably hit or miss. But we're okay, and I shall prevail.
Oh, I bet you will. Well, I don't think it'll last too long. But if you get hung up there, you know where we are. So just call or shout up there and give you a hand. So, all right, Dennis. Well, thanks for checking in, and hopefully they'll get your juice back on here soon. They usually do. Boomville Power anyway. They're really good getting you back up here as quick as they can. So, all right. This is KD2AIT. I guess we'll see if there's any more portable battery powered stations out there. Are there any Echolink stations?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Jeff, and I believe I'm the only one in the queue so far.
All right, KD2FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hello, Jeff, and hello to everyone up in the North Country. KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in the Central Southern Tier. Got some gusty winds out here going on, but nothing like what you guys are experiencing up there. In fact, I was talking to a couple of the guys on this repeater here just about an hour ago. I was trying to get into Lowville. I've been in Lowville for the 8 o'clock net, and unfortunately about 10 minutes before the net, something weird happened. All of a sudden, it just, boom, disconnected, and that was it. In fact, right now, according to my favorites list, AV2XN repeater, the Echolink node, that is currently offline, so I'm assuming they took a power hit up that way, because I guess it was getting kind of dicey up that way. So, got 39 degrees right now. Temperature is dropping here, and I know they're talking about some possible icing of the surfaces out there tonight. So do be careful out there. And I know up in the North Country there on the Tug Hill, they're talking some serious snow coming here in the next 24 to 48 hours. So hang on to your hats and, don't get yourselves in too much trouble. It sounds like down here by us, we're only going to see like 1 to 3 or an inch or two here and there over the next several days. But it's going to feel a lot chillier than we've had pretty much all winter. So except for those two nights where we went below zero. But it's going to be cold and windy. So with that, I'll say 7-3, hand it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
All right, yeah, Dave probably got knocked offline up there, and I have to wait for the power to get back on before the Echolink can get back online. All right, well, good luck over there, and we'll see what happens with the snow. You know, we're kind of on that line where, a lot of times, either it's like 50-50 shots. Sometimes we'll get all that snow like everybody else does, just a few miles north of us, and then sometimes we don't. So, all right, have a good one there, Kevin. We'll catch up with you later. Okay, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening. KC2WI.
Somebody else might have doubled with JBC there, so let's give another shot here. All right, well that gives us three here. Three more. So we'll start with George, N2PFM. Good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff, to Kate, and everybody else on the net. Got a temperature of 32 degrees and falling. Temperature range today, 32 to 46. The temperature's been falling. A lot of trees down here in this part of the county, though not here. Power's on here, and of course, I got my solar power ready to come on to relieve some of it if necessary. And, you can hear in the scanner, a lot of trees down all over. Some of them were actually on wires and burning. Wait and see just where the lake effect is going to hit. If it's going to meander a little up and down or whatever. The last time, too, we were supposed to get about 3 feet like they're promising us now. And, they got it on Tug Hill. We got about 3 to 4 inches instead, thank God. So we'll see what's going to be happening. It's windy and some blowing snow right now. I heard one of the law enforcement on the way up to Tug Hill, and he was saying that it was already zero visibility as of about 20 minutes or so ago. So with that, we'll take up West 73 is on 2 PFM clear.
All right, George, well, hang tough up there. Yeah, if you look at the radar, there's a bunch of stuff kind of, you're out of it a little bit. It's like, kind of in between you, and maybe a little bit went over you, but the big thick stuff seems to be in the usual the usual places there, just a little bit north of me. So up there up on the Tug Hill. All right. Well, take care there, George, and good luck with the power. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WIP, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI, well, it's 33. It dropped about 10 degrees. I think in about an hour, it really, all of a sudden, it was, I was working outside. I thought I'd get two things done, but I got a new antenna, or another antenna up for 2 meters, and I was really hoping it would get me into the fine repeater really well. I guess I get into it okay, but it's still hard to hear. And, of course, things didn't go smoothly. I had to do a little fixing of the antenna. I had to adjust it, and I went the first adjustment, and it went way out of whack, so I said, oh, something's wrong, took it down. Now, put it back up, was still off. I said, okay, this is stupid. I'm just going to put it on a short pipe so I can do it. And I adjusted it all up and put it up in the air. Of course, it was totally off. I had to take it up and down 4 more times. And, you know, by that time, it was with a flashlight, a headlight, and that. It was all right. Occasionally, it would rain a little bit, but it was comfortable enough outside, 44, I think. And it stayed there. I finally came in and buttoned everything up, and boy, all of a sudden it was, you know, 39, 38, and whatever. And I see there's a little snow out here. I don't think it's actually snowing out, but right now. But I can't. Well, yes, it is. And the ground is white, so. Most of the ground was not white, you know, it was all melted. So, not real heavy. I would say if it snowed like this, you know, there'd only be a couple inches, but you never know what the lake effect dam will do. So, that's the scoop here. Power is out. Internet is out here. Power is out in north side of Lowville, so Dave is out, so the AB2XN link is off the air, he asked if I could, or somebody could, with internet, could go look on a national grid, and of course we don't have it, so I ended up calling them. Of course he could have done it because his phone works, but I ended up. And they are, right away, the recording says if you're in Orleans County, and they list all these towns, you know, they're given an estimated time of 8 to 9 o'clock, so apparently they got a lot hit down there. And finally you got to push the button. So finally I pushed 0 and got it somebody, and they said, well, what's the street address? I said, well, I don't know the number. Oh, we got to have a number. I can't do this without an exact street address. Well, just a minute, I'll go look it up. The guy got impatient with me, and I'm like, wait a minute. I sat on the phone here pushing 1 and pushing 2 and pushing this and listening to all your recordings, and you want me to call you back? No, I don't think so. It's crazy. Anyway, and when I got, you know, I looked up Dave's address, and he said, oh, well, we don't know about that. There's no time, so. I'm sure they knew about it because, you know, that hospital and all is out, but kind of crazy. That's what things are coming to, you know. Other than that, I guess, you know, that was my big project for the day. Boy, it turned into a big chore and not exactly fun when you're racing against the, you know, the end of daylight and the oncoming snow. KC2WI.
Well, you're coming in here. Your signal sounds really good there tonight, Pete. You sound fine. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in there. We'll catch up with you later. We got, let's see, KD2JDC. I think the handle, I looked it up here. Is it Lewis?
JVC. That's correct. It's a little Lincoln Echo Whiskey. Just checking into that tonight. We're just sitting here nice and comfortable, warm, with stoves all soaked up, and tractor's all full of fuel, and we got gas for the generator. If the power goes out, she's flickered a few times the lights, and that's about it. But where we're sitting on top of the hill up here, we're doing pretty good on the east side of the Black River Valley in Gregg. Other than that, we're just going to stay warm tonight and see what we got for tomorrow morning for snow. Back to you, Nat. KD2JBC.
All right, Lou. Well, thanks for checking in there. Sounds like you're all prepared. That's always a nice feeling. Yeah, it's good to have all the gas and everything ready and good to go. So, good luck, and thanks for checking in. The handle here is Jeff, and we're here every night. Feel free to check in again. All right, that brings us to the end of the list here. So, on another call, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, good evening. Well, we don't know if there's any power up on the hill. I wonder if the repeater's running on battery. What's going on with you tonight?
Hawaii, we got 29 degrees up on the hill, and boy, oh boy, we've got power. It flickered a few times. But I can just imagine Pete putting that antenna up and down in that wind. He may have had some mild temperatures, but boy, that wind was awful. We've got branches down all over the place here, up and down the roads. Good night to stay in. We're dropped 10 degrees in the last hour and a half. It was in the 40s not too awful long ago.
All right, Ray. Yeah, I was up on your road about an hour ago. I had to run some marges there, and it was obstacle course getting up there and got to her place. She had an old rotten maple tree fell across her driveway, so we got that out of the way. Fortunately, it didn't hit any of the buildings right next to that new shed she built up there, and went right between there and the garage, and didn't hit anything, knock on wood. Anyway, all right, Ray, well, thanks for checking in. Take care up there, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, got up today and went up and visited my grandmother up there, nurse's home. And what else we did? We smoked up some pork in a smoker today. That was about an 8-hour project. And did some odds and ends around the house. Finally decided to, it was time to put the registration stickers and insurance card and all that onto the snowmobile. In the snow still. So we got that done. Well, all we need now is some snow. Maybe we can ride that thing around a little bit. We'll have to see what happens. But anyway, that's about all there is to report. We're just going to finish up the net here, and when it's done, we're going to head off to bed. Got to work tomorrow. So, power permitting, got to work tomorrow. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? N2KPR, Rich, good evening. I hope they got the power on up there. What's going on with you?
Yep, we got power here. No problem. It's snowing a little bit, but not as heavy as I thought it was going to be, but it probably come down harder. I just came back upstairs from playing bingo, and every Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday we play bingo here. Gives us something to do. And I just came upstairs. Because, we have snacks every now and then. Like tonight we had pizza. A couple other nights we had meal. A good meal. So, let's just get together with some people and shoot the breeze, and we talked for a little while after bingo. Usually I would have been up here about 5 after 9 or so, but we sat around and shot the breeze tonight. I'll tell you that, I stayed inside all day. When I saw what was going on outside, I said, nope, I don't even want to look anymore. Now I'll be inside all day tomorrow, probably all day Tuesday too. And play bingo again Tuesday night. Our meeting here is Wednesday night, so that's about it. That's going to keep me covered through the week. And Thursday I have a doctor's appointment, so that keeps me busy this week. Back to you, and to keep you up.
All right, Hertz. Well, we still have power here, but it did flicker once, and everybody, you know, it's kind of just depends on which line got hit near you, whether you got power or not. So, all right, thanks, Rich. Are there any other late check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, it's down another degree to 32. No array, there was no wind here when I was doing the antenna. I was all done by the time the first kind of breezes. It was really quite calm. And Rich, it wasn't that bad out. I mean, it rained off and on, but I was outside from around noon, I think. Maybe before. And it, you know, occasionally it would rain kind of heavy, and you know, I would duck into the garage and work in there, clean up a little bit, and then when it calmed down, I'd go out back to the antenna project. But and I had my little space heater, a little propane Mr. Heater thing on in the its garage. It's unheated, uninsulated, you know, to warm it up a little, but eventually I just turned that off. It really wasn't that bad. It looked bad, but it wasn't. And then, of course, before the wind and all that, it was blue sky, and actually the stars were out. By the time I came in, the stars were out. And, of course, now it's snowing here, but that's lake effect. KC2WI.
All right. Are there any other comments or queries?
To KPS.
Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Pete, over here, we did have a little sunshine for maybe, you know, it stopped raining, then we had a little bit of sunshine for about, oh, maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes. After that, it clouded over. And when I looked outside just before dark, it was totally clouded over. I mean, you saw the snow cars coming, so we knew we were going to get it. It got really black out there for a while. I figured, well, if everything's going to drop, if when it starts dropping, it's going to start snowing. When it does, we're going to be up to our necks. But it doesn't bother me any. I don't have to clean it up. I just sit here and watch our guy clean it up for us. Back to the net and to KPI.
KC2NBU.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, as the crow flies, I don't think Pete lives much more than 20 miles from me. And by the sounds of it, he was on a different planet. I mean, well, you saw what happened at Marge's. Well, boy, oh boy, that wind was just unbelievable here. But I'm glad he dodged, at least dodged that. So that's all.
All right, final call for any comments or queries.
KC2WI, yeah, it was only a fairly brief period here. It came in and it was howling and, you know, and all that, and but it didn't last very long. I see a couple of sticks down in the street from my almost dead tree, but it was not a real long wind. It was strong gusts when it was here, but
I guess we were on a different planet. KC2AA.
All right. Hearing no one else there, I'm going to close the Black River Valley service now. Return to frequency of regular MCU. So I'd like to thank Bob, Dennis, Kevin, George, Pete, Lou, Ray, and Rich for checking in tonight. Say 73 is to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
KD2AAT, this is KD2FPM. Are you still there, Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, just to keep you guys up to date, I was on the National Grid website themselves. It looks like Lowellville's got over 1,000 customers out right now. Around you guys, south of you and east of you, it looks like there's anywhere from like 100 to maybe 500 customers out. I think 500 is near the Woodgate area. Sendora, over that way, it's 595. Big Moose is 1,028. Trying to think. Yeah, I'm up in that general area, another 800. And Sagamore, I can't see that one. It's off the map there. But, yeah, just to give you an idea that there was, Woodgate is 946. And like I say, Lowellville is 1,087. So hopefully, and they're estimating some of those to have power returned by 10 p.m. tonight. So I wish them luck on that one. KD2FPM with KD2AIT.
KD2FPM.
All right, thanks for the info there, Kevin. Fortunately, we're on municipal power here. So hopefully... that's what's saving us. We'll see tomorrow. All right, what's up? Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, Kevin, that's pronounced Dendera. That's my hometown. That's just about the whole town that's missing. They didn't say anything about Old Forge, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking on this map here, and forgive me, it's a little challenging to navigate when I've got two screens running. It might be this one saying 1,078, I'm sorry, yeah, 1,788 if I can learn how to read, in that area in general. And there's another section, unfortunately it's just off the map, 860. Some of these are indicating that the power will be returned by 11:30 p.m. That was Fendora. Big Moose, they're saying 11:30 p.m. And Lowellville, they're still estimating 10 p.m. for restoration for those customers. Woodgate, 11:30 p.m. And south of Woodgate, I can't quite see the name of it. They're assessing the condition, so I hope that helps. KD2FPM, back to net.
The forest board of exemption. Okay, thanks an awful lot. Appreciate it. Thank you, KPR. Back to you, Jeff, to KPR.
All right, well, I'm signing out here. I'm heading off to bed. So, everyone has been in the recovery today.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you coming back for me. And as always, this is KD2FPM saying 7-3. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and I always appreciate the use of Echolink. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, stay warm, and hopefully the power comes back for those that are without. KD2FPM is clear.
Repeater, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
And to WBX, portable. No power, no traffic.
KA2NZ, I'm not copying anything. Just a lot of static, folks. I'll see if I have another station that could also give it a try. KA2NZ, returning to the 17.
W2JUV is clear.